以下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 所读的讲座，内容是 Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 第二十章，时间119-121，时间1966年11月24日，地点纽约。
Bhayang Vityas Vityavi Niveshatashyat Ishadapat Ishadap Apitasya Vipadjayas MitihTanmayaya ato budha abhajetyam bhaktaikaisham gurudevatatma. Therefore, it is advised that our fearfulness, how I shall live, what I shall eat, where I shall live, where I'll have my shelter.
这里说到我们的恐惧，我该怎样生活，我该吃什么，我该住在哪里，哪是我的庇护所。
We are always perplexed with all these fearfulness.
我们总是被所有这些恐惧所困惑。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we have forgotten that there is one who is giving me all protection.
因为我们忘了有一个人给予我们全然的保护。
Secondary existence beyond God.
Dvitiya 意思是除了神之外的第二种存在。
Which is in Bible called Satan and God.
在圣经中说到撒旦和神。
So this satanic mentality has made them under the control of material.
这种撒旦般的心态使他们处于物质自然的控制之下。
Satanic mentality.
撒旦般的心态。
What is the satanic mentality?
这撒旦般的心态是什么呢？
That I want to be God.
啊，我想成为神。
Always thinking falsely, I am God, I am independent, I can do anything, everything, whatever I survey, I am the Lord of whatever I survey.
总是虚假的想，我是神，独立的，我什么都能做，我是我看到的一切东西的主。
These foolish things are
gone. 这么许多愚蠢。
So this is very nicely friend and reference is given by Lord Satan, no?
这里很好的解释了，并且主其他呢引了一节诗。
That our whole difficulty, problem, anxiety.
我们整个的困难、问题、焦虑。
A similar verse is in Bhagavat, another place.
在巴格瓦特从另一个地方有一个类似的诗。
Tada samudvigna bhiyam asad graha. Asad graha. Asad means.non-permanent we shall not exist.
Asad Grahat, Asad 意思是不持久的，会停止存在的。
Due to our absorption in that side, Asad, this matter.
由于我们沉迷于那种 Asad 物质。
It's just like this body, it will not exist.
例如这个躯体，它会停止存在。
So giving too much stress on the bodily concept of life.They're always full of anxiety.
他们可以过多的重视，过于重视这物躯体的生命概念。他们是 sada samudvigna dhiya， 他们总是充满焦虑。
This is the cause.
这是原因。
The foolish people they do not know.
愚蠢的人们不知道。
They still are very much proud of education.
但仍旧他们为他们的教育而自豪。
Here is the cause. Because we have given too much stress on this false conception of life. Therefore, we are always full of anxiety.
这里是原因，因为我们总是给这么强调这虚假的生命概念，因此我们总是充满焦虑。
And as soon as I understand that I am pure spirit soul part and parcel of Krishna Supreme Lord.
一旦我觉悟到我是纯粹的灵魂 Krishna 的所属部分。
He is giving me all protection and my duty is to love and serve him.
他给予我全然的保护，我的义务是去爱他，服务他。
Then I am free.
那么我便自由了。
At once I am free.
立即我便自由了。
The simple form.
这简单的公式。
How he'll give me?
他怎么能给我呢？
He's not poor man.
他不是个穷人。
He is what he was, your human being, there are very few.
你是什么呢？你们人类只是很少数。
If you compare with other animals, other living entities, you are most insignificant number.
如果你和其他的动物相比，和其他的生物体相比，你们是非常微不足道的数目。
Your number is very little, especially for the civilized.
你们数目是非常小的，特别是文明开化的。
If you search out a hole in your room, you'll find millions of ants coming out.
如果你观察你房间的一个洞，你会发现有成千上万的蚂蚁爬出来。
Even in your room, you'll find.
在你的房间里，你都能发现。
You'll be overwhelmed.
你在树木上远比不过他们。
So who is supplying their necessities?
谁在提供他们的必需品呢？
Eka bhunam vidadati kaman. In the Vedic language, we can understand that one singular living entity.
在伟大语言中，我们知道有一个单数的生物体。
God is also a living entity, is not void.
神也是一个生物体，它不是空。
He is just like a person like you and me.
它就像个人一样，像你，像我。
But it's so powerful.
但它是那么有力量。
Eka bhunam vidadati kaman. One single number is providing so many innumerable living entities.
一个单数，它在供给那么多无穷无尽的生物体。
So our business is.And the Bhagavad Gita, you'll find, Tisam Satupujuttanam Jugakshimam Mahamyaham. I supply whatever he needs.
在《不加梵歌》中说到，我提供他所需的。
He's constantly engaged in Krishna consciousness. I supply.
那持续的从事与 Krishna 事业的人，我供给他。
I take the goods.Personally and deliver them.
我亲自带着这些东西交到他那里。
Why is it the answer?
你为什么要焦虑呢？
Krishna will take 100 pounds of flowers, 100 pounds of rice, and deliver you.
Krishna 能带来成百磅的面粉，成百磅的米交给你。
Just be Krishna.
只要变得 Krishna 世界。
In ordinary home, you don't find more than 5 pounds. You see in our store, all 100 pounds.
在一般的家庭里，你不会发现超过5磅。你看到我们这里储存的成百磅。
So these are facts. These are not stories.
这些是事实，这些不是故事。
But foolish people, they have no knowledge of Krishna consciousness.
但愚蠢的人们，他们对 Krishna 知觉没有知识。
Be in Krishna consciousness, all your material necessities will.
所以 Krishna 知觉，你所有的物质需要都会被解决。
But don't be extravagant.
但是不要铺张。
Take only whatever you need to maintain your body and soul together and execute this, make this primary.And other things secondary.
自取你所必须来维系你的躯体和灵魂的，并执行着 Krishna 的知觉，使这成为首要的，其他一切都是次要的。
Krishna is supply.
Krishna 会供给你。
But if you want to make your sense gratification, if you want to accept more than what you need, then you'll be in trouble.
但如果你想要进行感官享受，想接受超过你所需的。那你便会遇麻烦。
That is Maya.
那是 Maya.
So Krishna has provided for everyone, everything.
Krishna 供给每个人一切。
There is no need of being anxious.
没有必要焦虑。
But that does not mean that I shall feel or I shall do everything and anything. No.
但那并不意味着我能够想啊，我什么都能做，一切都可以做。
So this is Krishna consciousness. Now, Lord Chaitanya said,
"This is Krishna 世界." So Chaitanya 接着说,
"Yes, sadhu shastra kripa jadi krishna mukh hoy sei jib nistare maya sahare charoy. Now how to become krishna conscious?
怎么变得 krishna 知觉呢？
The person who is fully krishna conscious, he has no problem.
一个全然 krishna 知觉的人，他没有问题。
Now how to become krishna conscious?
那怎么变成 Krishna 知觉呢？
The Lord Chaitanya says,
所以 Chaitanya 说
Sadhu Shastra Kripa, one can become Krishna conscious by the mercy of saintly devotees and by the mercy of the scripture.
Sadhu Shastra Kripa, 一个人可以通过神圣的奉献者的仁慈，通过经典的仁慈，变得 Krishna 知觉。
These two things are recommended.
这两样东西受推荐。
Not that fools as they are thinking. I can seek medicine. I don't agree with the shastra. I don't agree with the spiritual master. I don't agree with scriptures. I have got my independent opinion.
并不是像那些傻瓜那么想。我可以自己想。我不同意 shastra。我不同意灵性导师。我不同经典，我有独立的意见。
He's fool number one, rascal number one.
他是一号的傻瓜，一号的恶棍。
One who says like that, he'll at once take him that he's fool, rascal, anything.
一个那样说的人，你应该一下子立即把他当成是傻瓜、恶棍。
You have to take shelter.Of sadhu, guru, and shastra.
你必须要脱皮 sadhu, guru 和 shastra.
Sadhu means saintly person.
Sadhu 是圣洁的人。
Those have got all those qualities.
那些有所有这些品质的人。
Oh, what is that paper? Are you using that for papers which have been supplied to you? The qualification of devotees.
那张纸在哪里？你有没有用那个给你的当时讲奉献者的好的品质？
What are those? Can you say any of you? What is that paper?
你们中有人能说这是什么吗？那张纸在哪里？
Not.
哦，是在那边抽屉里面。
Not with you. It is in the book. My knowledge is in the book. No. You should learn.
你没有带着吗？他是在书里啊，我的知识是在书里。不，你应该学习。
Everyone is missing. How you can become saintly person?
每个人都错过，那你怎么能成为神圣的人呢？
Those qualities, 26 qualities, they are called saintly person.
有这26项品质的人，他们被称为圣人。
Devotee means.To become fully qualified with all the noble qualities.
奉献者意味着全然具有这些高贵的品质。
Devotee does not mean a rascal at the same time a devotee.
奉献者并不能是一个恶棍，但同时是奉献者。
No.
不。
As soon as you become devotee, the test is that all those 26 qualities will develop.
一旦你成为奉献者，检验方法是。所有这些26项品质会发展培养。
You have to test yourself out of the 26 qualities how much I have developed.
你应该检验你自己，在这26项品质中，我培养了多少。
If I'm lacking, then you must know that you are not developed.
如果你缺乏，那你要知道你没有在进步。
This is the test.
这是检验。
What are the qualities?Paul, you have got the copy?
这些品质是什么呢 ？Paul, 你有一份吗
？What are the qualities?
这品质是什么
？Kind to everyone.
对每个人友好。
Kind to everyone. Yes. Then go on.
对每个人友好，是的。继续。
Does not quarrel with anyone.
不和任何人争吵。固定于绝对真理、
yes.
对每个人平等、
yes.
Papa, careful, mild, clean, simple, benevolent, completely attached to Krishna, no material hankering, meek, steady, self-controlled, does not eat more than required.
无瑕无错，不失温和清洁，简朴行善平和，完全依附 Krishna， 没有物质追求，谦卑坚定自控，不失多于所需的。
Does not eat more than required. Yes.
不失多于所需的，是的。
Clean, respectful, humble, grave, compassionate, friendly.
明智，充满敬意，谦卑，庄重，充满仁慈，友好，有诗意，精通。
Expert and silent.
有诗意，精通和寂寞。
One who is too much talkative, that means he is lacking in devotion.
一个讲得过多的人，那意味着他缺乏奉献。
He should simply talk about Krishna, nothing more.
他应该只讲述和 Krishna 有关的，没有其他的。
And when one is actually absorbed in Krishna thought, he cannot talk nonsense.
当一个人完全沉浸于关于 Krishna 的思想中，他不会讲无稽之谈。
He has no time.
他没有时间。
He does not waste time.
他不浪费时间。
So these are the qualities.
这些是这些品质。
He is called sadhu.
那样的人被称为 sadhu.
Sadhu means these are the qualities.
Sadhu 意味着有这些品质。
Of course, not that we may develop all these qualities immediately, but sadhu means this. Sadhu means what is called pious man.
当然，并不是说我们会一下子培养所有这些品质，但 sadhu 指的是，是指着 sadhu 是有虔诚的人。
These are the qualities of pious.
这些是虔诚人的品质。
Sadhu. And Shastra. Shastra means the scripture.
还有 Shastra. Shastra 指经典。
By study of scripture, you can develop this quality. That is called scripture.
通过学习经典，你能够培养这些品质，那被称为经典。
That is authorized scripture.
那是权威的经典。
Just like you study some book and you develop some quality after reading that book.
正如你学习某本书，在读完这本书后培养一些品质。
Similarly, when you actually have scripture, then you develop all these qualities.
类似的，当你真正有了经典，你培养起所有这些品质。
And guru, good spiritual master means who teaches you all these things.
而 guru, 灵性导师，是一个教你所有这些东西的人。
So you have to make your progress.
因此你必须要取得进步。
Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, Vastva. You have to corroborate. Whether what Guru is speaking, whether it is there in the scripture.
你必须要检验 Guru 所讲的是不是在经典中。
What scripture is speaking, whether that is in the character of Guru,or in the sadhu, saintly personal spiritual master.
经典中所讲的是不是体现在 guru, 灵性导师和 sadhu, 圣人的身上。
So you have to always make comparison with three things, sadhu, shastra, guru.
你总是要比较这三样东西 sadhu, shastra 和 guru.
Nobody can become a spiritual master who has no reference to the scriptures and these qualities.
一个不引述经典、不具备这些品质的人，不能成为灵性导师。
Nobody can be accepted as a qualified man. He has not, if one has not developed his character through the scripture under the instruction of Guru.
一个人不能被接受为是一个有资格的人，如果他没有在 Guru 的指导下，通过经典培养起他的品质。
The sadhu shastra guru. Sadhu, here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says Sadhu Shastra, that Sadhu includes Guru also.
这里其他的马哈伯布说 Sadhu Shastra， 那 Sadhu 包括 Guru。
Because a spiritual monk, unless he is a sadhu, he cannot be a guru, cannot be a spiritual master.
因为一位灵性导师，除非他是 sadhu， 他不能是 guru 灵性导师。
And the primary qualification of spiritual master that he is completely surrendered to Krishna, completely Krishna conscious person.
灵性导师的首要的资格是，他全然归于 Krishna。具备全然的 Krishna 直觉。
These are the things.
这些是要的。
So, Lord Chaitanya said, Sadhu Shastra Kripa Jadi Krishna Mukhaur. Now, the Sadhu's qualification is merciful.
Sadhu 的品质是，他是仁慈的。
Friendly.
友好的。
The Sadhus that take the risk.Of becoming friendly and merciful to the fallen conditioned souls.
萨杜们，他们冒着危险对堕落受条件限制的灵魂们非常友好仁慈。
And they preach the message of God.
他们传播神的讯息。
Therefore, their mercy is required.
因此，我们需要他们的仁慈。
They are merciful by nature.
他们天性是很仁慈的。
By nature, they are merciful.
他们自然是仁慈的。
One who is sadhu, one who is devotee, by nature he has developed that merciful quality, friendly quality.
一位 sadhu, 一位奉献者，他自然的培养起那仁慈的品质，友好的品质。
So their business is to enlighten those who are in ignorance, those who are fully absorbed in this material concept of life.
他们的任务是启蒙那些愚昧的人。那些完全沉浸于物质躯体生活概念的人，因此他们传道，而我们必须接受那仁慈。如果我们不接受，假如说有一个人掉在坑里，他想爬出
来，Catch it, I shall take you out of the pit.
另一个人扔下一根绳子说抓住他我能把你拉出这个坑。
He does not catch it.
他不去抓他。
Then how can he take now?
那他怎么能被拉出来呢
?So Sadhu and Shastra, they're always ready to give you mercy.
因此 Sadhu 和 Shastra, 他们总是准备好给你仁慈的。
But you have to catch it.
但你必须得接受他。
If you don't accept it, then how you can recover?
如果你不接受它，那你怎么能康复呢？
Therefore, initiation means to accept the mercy of the sadhu and spiritual monk.
因此，启迪意味着接受萨杜和灵性导师的仁慈。
If you don't accept, so there is no other.
如果你不接受，没有其他的方法。
No other way.If you think, if you cry that I am falling in the pit, please take me.
如果你哭叫着，我掉在坑里了，请救救我。
And when somebody comes and to help you, you say, no, I will not catch it.
而当有人来救你，你却说不，我不愿意抓着绳子。
Remember.
那你待在那里。
Who will help you?
谁能救你呢？
So, because I am a living entity, I try for so many things for my daily bread.
因为我是个生物体，我为我每天的面包尝试了那么多东西。
And I don't try to catch the mercy of sadhu and shastra.
而我却不试图抓住 sadhu 和 shastra 的仁慈。
Just see my foolishness.
看看我多么愚蠢。
I for getting a word.I flatter so many persons and submit my application.
我为了得到一份工作，奉承那么多人，只是为了进行申请。
But for my deliverance from the material bondage, I don't care. No, I am not going to submit to anyone. I don't respond.
但是为了我从物质束缚中解脱出来，我却不在乎。 不，我不愿意服从任何人，我不需要。
How much foolishness is.
看看这多愚蠢。
Just like a dog, for his bread, he'll submit everyone. But for his spiritual emancipation, or he's not agreed to submit.
就像一条狗一样，为了他的面包，他服从每个人，任何人，但为他灵性解放，他就不愿意服从。
That's really foolish.
看看有多愚蠢。
For bread, which is already settled, by the nature, will submit to everyone.
为了面包，这已经是由自然定好了的，他服从任何人。
That's like dog goes from door to door and moves its tail. That's giving a bread. Give me a bread.
就像狗一样，挨家挨户的走，摇着尾巴，说：“请给我面包，请给我面包。”
Yes. So this application, the dog is.
这种申请就像狗一样。
And the Bhagavad it is stated that the Brahmin.A Kshatriya, if his property is taken, he may accept something mercantile, but don't be a dog.
在八卦中说到，如果 Brahman 和 Kshatriya 非常贫穷的话，他可以做一些生意人的事情，但是不要当一条狗。
This modern civilization is teaching people to become dogs.
这现代的文明在教人们成为狗。
Go, go to door.
挨家挨户的乞讨。
And move your tail.
摇着尾巴。
Please give me bread.
请给我面包。
Because they have lost their self-confidence, they have lost their faith in God.
因为他们失去了自信，失去了对神的信心。
Everyone is being taught to become dog.
每个人都被教成成为狗。
And somebody is controlling.
他有人在控制。
And when there's too much, fatigue, they propose another theory, communism.
而当他们过于劳累了，他们便提出另一种理论，共产主义。
Let this capitalism move. No.
让这资本主义完蛋吧。
This is not so.
不，这不是解决法。
This will create another trouble.
这会制造另一种麻烦。
The solution is that you have to become Krishna conscious.
解决方案是你必须得变成 Krishna 世界。
Then all the problems of the world will be solved.
那样，这世界上所有的问题都会解决
了。Everyone has to become Krishna conscious.
每个人都得变成 Krishna 世界。
Then the problems will.All the problems that is facing us in this material world will be solved.
那我们在这物质世界中面对的一切问题都会被解决。
Therefore, Lord Chaitanya said, "Sadhu Shastra Kripa Yadi Krishna Mukha."
因此，主Chaitanya说，Sadhu Shastra Kripa Yadi Krishna Mukha Kaya.
The saintly person and the representative of Krishna, they are always trying to distribute this mercy.
圣人们 Krishna 的代表他们总是试图散布这一仁慈
So if somebody by his fortune accepts this mercy then he can become aloof from this material trouble
如果一个人通过他的好运接受了这一仁慈那才能够变得远离这些物质困难
So one has to accept
因此一个人必须得接受
Sadhu Shastra Kripa. They are always
mercy. Sadhu Shastra Kripa, 他们总是仁慈的。
But one has to accept them and become Krishna conscious.
但一个人必须得接受他们，变得 Krishna 世界。
Sadhu Shastra Kripa is the Krishna Mukha. And as soon as he agrees to become Krishna conscious, then his path becomes clear.
可一旦他同意变成 Krishna 世界，他的道路便清楚了。
He'll get rid of this material clutches and this all is full life, full of anxiety and problems. He'll clear.
才能够摆脱这物质的束缚，这总是充满了焦虑和问题的生活，才能把自己踢开。
These things, sadhu sattva, saintly person and scripture, they have to be accepted.
Sadhu shastra, 圣人经典，这些我们必须得接受。
If you don't accept them, then there is no other way.
如果你不接受他们，那没有其他的方法。
Why there is no other way?
为什么没有其他的方法呢？
The jisha gunui reciting and again from Bhagavad Gita.
朱雀丹呢再次引述了 Bhagavad Gita。
Bhagavad Gita is the book of evidence.
Bhagavad Gita 是证据的书。
Lord Chaitanya is citing.
朱雀丹呢引述了。
Because it is Vedic.
因为它是伟达的。
Just like in the law court, you have to cite section from the law book, not from your concocted mind.
正如在法庭上。你必须得从法律书里面引述段落，不是从你臆测的头脑里。
No foolish man can argue in the law court, because he has to refer in every step from the law book.
一个傻瓜不能在法庭上争论，因为他必须得在每一步从法律书中引证。
The sadhu means that he has to give evidence from the scripture.
Sadhu 意味着。他必须得从经典中寻找证据。
Not that I think, in my opinion, you can do this. He is not a sadhu.
并不是，我想，我的意见是你可以这么做。那他不是 sadhu.
He is a fool.
他是个傻瓜。
What is your opinion?
你的意见算什么呢？
You are a conditioned soul.
你是个受条件限制的灵魂。
Can you manufacture something? No.You cannot manifest anything.
你能制造任何东西吗？不，你不能制造任何东西。
You have to give reference from authorized scripture.
你必须得从权威的经典中引证。
So, Lord Chaitanya is giving evidence from Bhagavad Gita. David Jisha Gunamayi.
因此，朱切丹尼从 Bhagavad Gita 中引证 David Jisha Gunamayi.
Why you cannot yourself get out of these material classes?
为什么你自己不能够摆脱这物质的束缚呢？
Reason is this. They decide.
原因是 David Asia.
Material class is so powerful.
这物质的束缚是这么强有力。
You cannot get out.
你不能摆脱。
It's not possible.
那是不可能的。
David Asia Gunami Mama Maya Durataya.This material nature, which is my energy, Lord Krishna says, it is very strong, very strong.
这物质的自然是我的能量，就 Krishna 说，它是非常强大的。
In the history, you never find that anybody has overcome the laws of material nature.
在从历史上，你不会发现有任何人通过他自己的努力征服了这物质自然的法律。
By his own effort, no, it is not possible.
那是不可能的。
Therefore, the modern scientific world who are trying to conquer over the laws of material nature by their teeny scientific arrangement, they're all fools. It is not possible.
当代的科学社会想试图通过他们微不足道的科学安排来征服物质自然的法律，他们都是傻瓜，那是做不到的。
Not possible.
不可能的。
If you try for something which is not possible, then you simply go on wasting your time.
如果你试图做不可能的事情，那你只能继续下去，浪费你的时间。那是另一回事。
But if you accept the scriptures, the truth, that as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita.
但如果你接受经典，接受真理，正如 Bhagavad Gita 中说的。
David Jisha Gunamayi Mama Maya Durutaya. This material nature, which is one of my energy, it is very difficult to get out of it.
这物质自然是我的能量之一，是它是非常容易、非常难以摆脱的。
Then you will be a sane man. Oh, then why I'm trying foolishly? in this way, that I can make adjustment in this material world for comfortable life. No.
那一个名字的人便会想，那我为什么要还有这么愚蠢的尝试呢？试图通过我自己的调整，在物质世界中获得舒适的生活，不，这不可能。
It's not possible. Then what is the remedy?
那么解决方案是什么呢？
The remedy is there. What is that? Mame vada prapadanti mayami tam karanti. As soon as one surrenders unto me, he becomes out of this flesh.
药方也在那里，是什么呢？一旦一个人皈依我，他便摆脱这些束缚。这是方法。
So this information, we are holding this class from Bhagavad Gita, from Chaitanya Charitamrita, from scripture, just to, with reference to the Shastra scripture, and we are trying to follow.
我们在这里。从不掉梵歌、其他的乔尔塔米特和经典中上课，引证瞎子的经典，而且我们试图遵循。
We are not creating anything.
我们没有创造任何东西。
It is not a manufactured thing, concocted thing.
这并不是一个制造出来的臆测的东西。
It is standard, followed by great acharyas like Chaitanya.
这是标准的，由像其他那样的伟大的乔尔们所遵循的。因此我们必须得接受，那是方法。
We have to become Krishna conscious and follow as the Shastra says.
我们必须得变得 Krishna 知觉，遵循经典中所说的。
Sometimes as the law books are there, as he takes help of a lawyer, how to utilize the law book.
正如有法律书。我们从律师那里获得帮助，如何去运用这法律书？
Similarly, you have to utilize the scriptures by accepting spiritual master who can guide.
类似的，你必须得接受一个能够指导你的灵性导师，来利用这经典。
He's a lawyer.
他是律师。
These are the problems.
这些是方法。
If you don't accept, then go on suffering.
如果你不接受。那么继续受苦吧。
If you accept, everything is there.
如果你接受，一切都在那里。
That is the way of Krishna consciousness.
这是 Krishna 自觉的方法。
Thank you.
结束。